Our next story is about patients who need access to hard-to-get medicine. Patients with a rare genetic disorder called Fabry disease. They are asking the federal government to break the lock that one company has on a drug they need to live. These patients want other companies to be able to make the drug so they can get as much as they need. NPR's Richard Knox reports it's a test case of a little-used federal law.
Fabry disease causes fat to build up in virtually every organ. It leads to early death from heart and kidney failure. Patients also suffer from pain in the arms and legs, severe intestinal problems, profound fatigue. For the last 9 years, there's been a treatment for Fabry called Fabrazyme. It's one of the world's most expensive drugs. It costs about $300,000 a year per patient, and it's earned the biotech company Genzyme around $500 million a year. But a year ago, Genzyme found Fabrazyme was contaminated with a virus and bits of metal and other foreign particles. The company suspended production. It's still not back to normal, so doses are rationed. Patients get only 30% of what they need.
It's a crisis for us in the Fabry community. Absolutely.
That's Joseph Carrick. For most of his life, doctors didn't realize his symptoms were due to Fabry. Fabrazyme made them go away. But now that the drug is rationed, he's getting sick again. Like about 1,500 others who depend on Fabrazyme, Carrick's patience with Genzyme's promises has worn out.
Since the shortage in 2009, 3 to 6 months turned into 6 to 9, 9 to 12, and now we're in late 2011. And I would like to have a backup plan for myself and for my family and for those in the Fabry community. I do not know of a backup plan.
Carrick, a cousin and an aunt with Fabry, filed a petition yesterday with the government. They want federal officials to use a 1980 law to break Genzyme's exclusive right to make Fabrazyme. The law allows that if a patent holder isn't satisfying patients' health and safety needs.
They have not taken proper care of those patients that have these rare diseases.
Carrick points out that Fabrazyme was based on research sponsored by the National Institutes of Health with taxpayers' dollars. Perhaps the final straw for many Fabry patients came this summer. Genzyme announced yet another delay, and then a British company withdrew an offer to provide its Fabry drug to these patients for free on an emergency basis. Alan Black, an attorney representing the patients, says most on Fabrazyme held off accepting the British company's offer because they believe Genzyme's assurances.
They've been told by Genzyme that drug is on the way, that the problem is going to be fixed soon. There's nothing to worry about, essentially. I think in hindsight, they probably wish they had applied for treatment. They were led to believe that they would be okay, essentially.
Genzyme declined to comment for this story, but the company issued a statement saying it sympathizes with patients and hopes to begin increasing supplies of Fabrazyme later this year. Dr. Robert Hopkin, who treats Fabry patients at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center, says even if the patient's petition is granted, he doubts another company could get up to speed in the next year or so. But Hopkin thinks the petition is important.
It could have some possible impact. It certainly sends a message to the companies involved and to the FDA that the patient population is fed up.
Beyond that, he says, the message is don't grant exclusive rights to make life-saving drugs unless there's a backup source or at least enough inventory to sustain patients when manufacturing problems happen. Richard Knox, NPR News.